Okay, I guess we'll start. Parshas Emor, the whole first half, deals with many of the laws of the Kohanim. We're not going to really be spending time on that. A lot of the Ksava Kabbalah's commentary on that whole half of the Parsha was a lot more technical, so I decided to spend more time on the second half of the Parsha, morning. Second half of the parasha, which really discusses all of the Moedim, all of the holidays. And I think the Ksav HaKabbalah has some beautiful and inspiring insights to share with us about the Yom Tovim. So we'll pick it up on page 359, Perek Chof Gimel. That's the Perek that discusses the Moedim. By Daber Hashem Moshe Lemor, page 359 on the bottom. Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'amarta Alehem. Speak to the Jewish people and say to them as follows. Moadei Hashem, Asher Tikru'u Osam Mikra'ei Kodesh. Very funny pasuk, and again, this is a classic example of a pasuk that we have read a million times, we've heard all the time, and we probably never really, at least I can speak for myself, we never really sat down and focused on exactly what this pasuk really means. These couple of words in the middle of the pasuk. Good morning Uri, good morning Reb Nissen, good morning. So, we never really focused on what these actual words mean. Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mikroi Kodesh. The holidays. Moadei Hashem, the holidays, Asher Tikru Osam Mikroi Kodesh. You shall call them days that you call holy. This word, Mikroi Kodesh. Asher Tikru Osam, you should call them Mikroi Kodesh. You should call them days that you call holy, korei. Funny pasuk. What in the world does it mean? You should call them mikroi kodesh. So again, you and I read this pasuk, and we read it because we always read it. But the Ksav HaKabbalah reads it and says, what do these words mean? Mikroi kodesh. So he has, of course, an original interpretation that nobody else says. So let's read together. Mikroi kodesh. V'nira li b'kavanas ha-metargimim shuhu milashon mikre asher horaso hachana v'hazmana. He says the word mikroi kodesh means preparation and an invitation. Gam l'davar miyuchad v'kavua. And he has proofs, of course. V'hikrisem lochem arim. That's talking about the Ari Miklat. The cities of refuge that somebody who kills Beshogeg runs to the Ir Miklat. So the Torah says, Vihikrisem, you should prepare. You should designate. Designate and prepare. So he's going to speak about that in order for Shabbos and Yom Tov to be meaningful days, they require designation, preparation, getting yourself into a mindset, and not only getting yourself into a mindset that the days should have an impact, but also doing specific actions and preparation to designate this day as a special day. That's the way he understands Mikra'e Kodesh. Mikra'e from the Lashon of Behikrisem. Lahakros means to get used to it, to get prepared for something, to designate something. Like Behikrisem Lachem Arim. Detargumo V'tazminun. You should prepare. The Torah says designate these cities, prepare them. Do certain things to make those cities to be Ari Mikla. V'chein pirish Rashi loshen hachana v'hazmana kmo hikra Hashem lefanai. Oh, what's hikra Hashem lefanai? I think Eliezer saying how Hashem arranged for him to meet at the well, Rivka. Ki hikra Hashem, God. Now mikra comes in like, it's a happenstance, it just happened. But in that situation, he means Hashem prepared it. Hashem designated. Look who Hashem sent. Sent to me, Hikra Hashem Lefanai, Heichin V'Hizmin. He prepared and he invited. V'chein Hikdish Kruav, a pasuk in Svanya, I'm sure we're holding in Svanya. Targumo, the Targum, we're not only holding the pasuk in Svanya, we're holding the Targum in Svanya. Targumo, Ora Mazminohi. So you see the word Hikdish Kruav. Kruav means those called to it, those prepared for it. The parish. Uperish Mikra Kodesh, Hachana V'Hazmana El HaKodesh. Mikra Kodesh means that sanctity requires preparation. You can't just run into sanctity. If you want to experience sanctity, you want to experience inspiration, you want to experience elevation, you want to experience growth, you can't just run into it. It requires mikray kodesh. You have to prepare for it. You have to do something to designate and sanctify the day as holy. Ah, Ratzalomar, sheyachin ha'adam es libo el kedushas yamim ela, that a person has to prepare his heart for the sanctity of these days. V'yaset tzior v'roshem b'nafsho mitochen hora asam, mitochen hora asam. And he has to prepare in his soul about the content of what these days are supposed to teach. V'yitein dato machshavto el ayisodos asher aleim hitbu'u, hutbu'u v'hunchu hayom hakdoshim ha'elah. And he should prepare his mind and his thoughts to the fundamentals, to the ideas, to the root ideas and fundamentals upon which these holy days have been established and have been rooted. V'amru b'mechilta the Rashbi, and it says in Zohar, Rabbi Shim Bar Yochai, right? Mechilta the Rashbi, that's what he calls Zohar. Coming up, Lag BaOmer is coming up this week. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's holiday. Mikroi Kodesh, Kolomar. What does the Zohar say? Zeminin, Zeminin. The Zohar says Mikroi Kodesh, Zeminin, preparation. K'ma demizamnin ushpiza lebeise. Like you would prepare for a guest in your house. Or like a host. Like a host invites and prepares his house. You shall prepare your Shabbos to be one of delight. You have to prepare. That you should prepare for Shabbos, or invite Shabbos. You have to invite Shabbos. What does it mean to invite Shabbos? It means you have to prepare for Shabbos. You have to think about Shabbos. You have to take a shower. You have to get dressed. You have to clean the house. You have to prepare for Shabbos. You're like you're inviting a guest into your house. Diyazmin lay, that you have to invite. What does it mean? Mikroi Kodesh, says the Zohar. Diyazmin lay, kema demizamnin ushpiza. Like you would be inviting a guest. Bipsora mitakna. Your bread, you bake a special bread for the guest. Bibesa misakna. You prepare the house in a special way that the house should be ready for the guest. Kidaka yeos bimichlo vimishta. Like appropriate with food and drink. Yasir al shariyomin. There should be extra special and more food and drink than a regular day because you're having special guests, right? When you have company in the house, so your wife goes above and beyond. It's not like a regular meal. When you're home, a regular meal, okay, so you have the regular fare. But there's company coming all of a sudden now. You gotta roll out the delicacies. It's a guest. Chashivus. Man demazmin ushpiza bei boil ishtadla velo ba'achra. Uveshevach b'mile d'shmaya, uvekedusha d'yoma bolis ara v'lo b'mile achra. V'nei Rabbeinu b'sifrei parshas Pinchas amru mikra kodesh ara o b'machal b'mishta v'ksus nikiya. The sifrei in parshas Pinchas says, what does it mean mikra kodesh? So the happening is with food and drink and clean clothing. Eru pirish bit. I don't know if this is Zohar Rishon, Zohar Achron, I'm not sure what Zion Reish stands for. Lashon Siman Yisaimo, which should be a special sign. Uva Zohar Achron, Pirish Lashon Hazmana, preparation. V'yofet Pirisho, and says the Ksava Kabbalah, I like that pshat. Ki be'emes, ein shinoi ha-machal v'ha-malbush ikar ha-mechuvim b'shabas ha-zomu'adim. The change of food and clothing is not important in its own right. That's not the goal of Shabbos. That's not the goal. That's not the point. That's not the end.
It's just a means.
What's it a means to? Kima Amar Mzal. Like the Gemara says, Lo nitnu shabbosos v'yamim tovim liyisrael el lasok behem b'torah v'mitzvos. The goal of Shabbos is not the food and the clothing and the clean house per se. That's not the goal. The goal is to show that it's a special, exalted day so that you'll realize and be motivated and have the appropriate mindset, the appropriate, joyous, delightful mindset to be able to clear your head of everything else and focus on Torah u'mitzvos.
Avol
heim simanim v'osos le'inenu. But the food and drink and the clean house are simanim, signs that there's a special guest coming. V'osos le'inenu, to our eyes. That we're supposed to realize in our souls that there's a special guest coming. So now he's going to launch into the famous words of the Sefer Achinuch, probably the most famous words that the Sefer Achinuch ever uttered, a very, 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 very important and very, very fundamental lesson about human nature that the Sefer Achinuch teaches us, which is so important for Judaism, and it may take those areas of Judaism where we may view as maybe a little fake, maybe a little contrived, maybe a little surface and not really penetrating deep and real and sincere. The Sefer Achinuch says, no, this is the way the human condition operates, and this is what Judaism really is all about, and this is actually a fundamental principle of Judaism, even though to us it may seem a little contrived, a little fake, a little shallow. And he says, Ha'adam nif'al kefi pu'losav. Man is influenced by his actions. Meaning, when you go ahead and do certain actions, even if you're not feeling it, you're just going through the motions of certain actions. Going through the motions of certain actions, even when you're not really feeling the sincerity of them, can actually motivate you and move you and cause you to actually feel something real and sincere. Even when you go into an action, you're not really feeling it, but through the action. I remember somebody once explaining, try to explain this to somebody on an outside who doesn't understand what Shabbos is, explain to him why Shabbos is valuable. He won't understand it. You got to go through one and experience it, and even if you don't believe in it, you don't think it's anything, but somehow through the experience, come, you got good seats for you. Come, you don't got to sit in the cheap seats. We got good seats for you. He says, a lot of things in Yiddishkeit. This is the most famous idea of the Sefer Achinuch, bar none. But many things in Yiddishkeit, you can't really understand them without actually experiencing them first, even if you're not feeling it. And through the experience, you'll end up feeling it. Because you can't actually appreciate it until you actually experience it. And this is what the Sefer Achinuch, the famous idea, Sheha'adam Nifal, Kefi Pulosav, Kemosh Kasav Hara'ah. It's interesting. There's a little bit of a dispute about who wrote the Sefer Achinuch, but the generally standard accepted opinion is what the Ksav HaKabbalah says over here, that it's Rabbi Aaron Halevi, the Ra'ah, one of the Rishonim. He doesn't write his name on it. There's no, doesn't he? It's anonymous. Kemosh Kasav Hara'ah B'mitzvah Tezayin. Right, you know what he's talking about there? He's talking about Pesach, right? All the laws of Pesach he's talking about. Mitzvah Tezayin. Velibo, and now he basically paraphrases or actually quotes word for word. It sounds to me, like I didn't look it up, but it sounds to me it's the word for word verbatim quote of the Sefer Achinuch, which itself is very valuable. Velibo v'chol machshavosav tamed achar ma'asav. That our heart and our thoughts always follow our actions, right? We tend to think, logically, intellectually, we think it's the opposite. First, you have to think that Shabbos is something great, and then you can go observe Shabbos. The Sefer Achinuch is telling you it's not the way it goes. Sometimes, first, you have to put on the nice clothing. You're not feeling it. You tell the kid says, I don't feel like Shabbos is anything special to me. The kid says, it's a burden. It's a pain. So you got to tell the kid, put on some nice clothing, eat some nice food, go to shul, experience the singing or the joy of the davening, and then experience a Shabbos meal with Shalom Aleichem and the Shabbos candles and the family. And
Once you experience it, then your soul will get opened up. That's what the Sefer Chinuch says. Look what he says. V'libo v'chol makshavah tamid achar ma'aseh. They follow our actions. She'osek bem im tov im ra. V'afilu rasha gamar. This is word for word from the Sefer Chinuch. If I remember correctly. V'afilu rasha gamar bilvavo. V'chol yetzah makshavos libo rak. Even the kid who's the most turned off, upset, off the derech, whatever you want to call him. V'libo rak kol hayom. If he dives in, even in a shallow way, if you really dive into Torah and mitzvahs, so your heart will be pushed over to the good. And his actions will actually nuke the Yetzirah. Because the hearts follow the actions. He says the opposite is true as well. Tzadik gomer, a guy who's a tzadik gomer, ulavavo, yashar, vitamim, chafetz petorim mitzvahs. Im yasek tamim bivarim shel dofi, if he plays Fortnite all night long, al derech sheikhrich hamelech, mino, boomnus ra, beemnes, im kol asko tamim kol ayom, boos umnus, yashav lizman minasmanim, Mitzidkas libo, gradually over time, so the righteousness of his heart will be swayed. Leos rasha gamur, ki adu adar v'emes ki kol adam nifal kafi pulosav. A person changes according to his actions. It's not only through bad thoughts that a person can go stray, but it's actually through just doing bad actions by themselves. Even if you could be the firmest guy in the world, if you engage in press the zachin, if you engage in bad things, if you looking at things you shouldn't be looking at, or doing actions that you shouldn't be doing, or just wasting loads and loads and loads of time on what does the Gemara say? Batola mevi lidei zima, batola mevi lidei shimu. L'chein amar Rabbeinu, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos Yisrael, l'fikach hirbo lem Torah mitzvos. That's the pshat. We have so many opportunities for growth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tarayag mitzvos, so many different mitzvos, so many different opportunities. Why did he give us so many opportunities? Because he wanted to mold our character via the mitzvos. And the more opportunities of actions that we have in the Torah to do, to be able to influence our souls, that's why he wanted to be mezaken. And lezakos either here can mean to purify from the lashon of zikuch, something that's pure, or lezakos, we should merit. Either way, it boils down to the same thing. Therefore, we have a lot of mitzvos. Kedei lahatfis. You have a mitzvah at every turn. When we talk about so now he comes back to his point. It's the same thing with wearing nice clothing for Shabbos. Mikroi Kodesh. Mikroi, he says, means to prepare. Mikroi Kodesh means like the Hikrisem Lachem Orim, to prepare the Ori Miklat. Mikroi Kodesh means that in order to bring sanctity into your life, into your week every week, or on Yontif, to bring sanctity requires preparation. What's the preparation? Kachahu b'shinuy ha-malbushim ha-macholim b'shabbosos v'modim. That's why we are called upon to change the way we eat on Shabbos and Yontif, to change the way we dress. Mi pu'ulazos tis orarna, like his ayuri. Tis orarna ha-machshavos ha-tahoros b'leiv. So that your mind will be moved from all the machshavos of time. And to give joy in our hearts to the ways of Hashem. That's why the minig on Yontif, on Shabbos, and Yontif was to go to the tzaddik, to hear words of elevation. The goal is not the food and drink. You're not supposed to just choose the nice food just for the pleasantness of the food. And you should wear fancy clothing so everyone should look at you and see what kind of fancy clothing you're Aval yechavin laharchiv behemes hanefesh lahavri yaskufo v'hemshich mitziyuso el hashlemus ketiyishu kli kochos nafshem shehem evar aguf shlemim v'tia yecholos benafsho lisasek mibli monea b'malas hamidos hasichlios hamaviyim el avodas hakodesh v'chein bebegodim anoyim rak laharchiv nafsho shetia behira v'zaka lakabel chochmas hatoyra ki hanefesh tilaav v'takar hamachshov v'basmonas in yadvar hakiurim like the Rama writes in the fifth chapter of Shmona Prakim. I should have looked it up. He approaches being a prophecy. He sees all of this in the words Mikroi Kodesh. He says it's the soul calling out. Mikro Kodesh is as if the soul is calling out with a loud voice to all of our koichas hapnimim lemar, kulanu yachad neelcha b'derech hakodesh, kulanu keecha nia nechonim lavodas hakodesh, kulanu nis'ale lamalos hakodesh. That's what he says mikra kodesh means, that we're supposed to subjugate. The part that I read a little quickly over there, he says that even the food and drink and the fancy clothing, it's not an end in itself. It's just so that the Gashmius will know that it's taken care of, so that we can focus everything in the day only purely on Ruchnius, only purely on spiritual things. It sometimes presents a little bit of a stira, not only a stira, but I think many people, what he's driving at over there, where he was driving at over there is that. Well, a lot of people, take the like a lot of things in Yiddishkeit. They take the tuffle of Yiddishkeit and make it into the ikker, right? When you ask somebody what he thinks about Shabbos, he thinks about Chalant, they take the tuffle and make it into ikker. He's saying over here that no, it's the opposite. That the goal of the nice clothing or of the venichas hanefesh, of the good food, the goal is that the gashmias should just be taken care of, and the body should know that it has no problem. It's going to be totally taken care of, so that you don't have to think about it, you don't have to focus on it. The gashmias is taken care of, so that a person could really take his whole essence and machshavas and really just focus on spiritual growth and focus on the same way the body is like b'menucha, and it's has its pleasantness, so that the soul will have a sprach with the body to say, hey, you're experiencing such beautiful joy and pleasantness, let's all together go and be able to serve the Rabbanu Shalom totally b'kedusha v'tara, that the goal should just be not the gashmius. The goal should not be focusing on the gashmius. That the fact that the gashmius is taken care of, we know that the guf and the neshama together will be able to grow and be exalted and go to high levels. It sounds like a little bit of a stira, because if you're going to be tantalizing the guf with such delights, so how do you actually think about spiritual things? Adarabba, that's going to make you go towards physical things. But so he tries to negotiate that over there, like. That, again, that he says, "Al v'yechavin lahach." The line there, he said over there, "Kavanasim ledati shelotia kavanam machmesh lahanal levad." Ad sheivicham in a Muslim ramishal the kavanas ha'orev. Right, you're just looking for the pleasant tasting things for the pleasantness of the taste. No, velubosh begadu nang leskabed. Right, no, rak yechavin lahachiv behemes hanefesh lahavrias haguf v'hemshach mitziyusa lashleimus kedei sheyisharu kli koychas nafsho. He tries to Right? It's just to be marchiv your nefesh, to give you a sense of harchavas adas. Right? Because when the gashmius is going well, a person is feels good and he's in a positive spirit and a good matzav, so then he could really sit and learn and delve deep into something, and really he's not stressed, he's not distracted, he's not worried, he's besimcha, he feels his karvus. That's the goal of the gashmius of Shabbos. It's to put you in a matzav of simcha, of it's like a heksher mitzvah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's point number one. So hopefully this Shabbos we should be able to have the Archavos Hadas, right? It should be Mikra Kodesh. And he goes a little bit more on the same thing in the next Pasuk. Shesh Yes Yomim Te'asem Elacho V'yom HaShvi Shabbos. Shabbos Pirish Lashon Menucha V'hefzik U'bitu Melacha. That's one pshat. But he also says another pshat that nobody else says. It comes from Yishuv Hadas. Shabbos comes from the word Lashuv, Yishuv Hadas, he says. Uladati nichla bogam, not only Shavisa mi malacha, not only respite, not only stopping from malacha, but by stopping from malacha, it allows you to focus and concentrate and put your mind somewhere else. It's not just refraining from work. It's also a sense of Menuchas HaNefesh and Yishuv HaDas, that you will be able to focus on that which you should be focusing on, like you said before, Pirush. Uladati nichlal bo gama iyun v'hachakira. Like you find in another pasuk in Koheles or Shir, in one of them, Shavti ani vo'era tachas HaShemesh. I'm pretty sure that's Koheles. Shavti ani, what does it mean, I went back, I returned? No. Sheves, I sat in my thoughts. That's the way he's translating Shavti. I sat in my thoughts. I had Yishuv Hadas. Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg wrote this week that everybody should take, I don't know if you saw it, he said everyone should take 3 minutes and just think about nothing. Just think about yourself. Just totally disconnect. 3 minutes a day. 3 minutes a day you just think. No technology, no buzzes, no nothing. That's Yishuv Hadas. Shavti ani va'era tachas HaShemesh. Or another pasuk, Acharei shuvi nichamti. What does it mean, Acharei shuvi nichamti? Shehumi lashin yishuv adas. Shebedivir abaseinu. V'tam Shabbos? So what's Shabbos? Says the Ksav HaKabbalah. Yom hamiyuchad l'chakira u'drisha b'inyanei Hashem Yisbarach. A day that's designated for chakira, thought, analysis in spiritual matters. In Yonei Hashem Yisparach. Asher yifne bo ha-Yisraeli da'ato u'machshavto rak al dvarim anogim elav Yisparach. That the Yisraeli should turn his mind and his thoughts only to things that have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be one day of thinking only about things that have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchemamarim, like the Gemara says, he quotes it again. Lo nidnu shabbosos liyisraak lasa ben batoira. V'ha'inin mevor yoseh ba'aseres hadibros shebe yisro. I explained this already in Aseres Hadibros. Let's continue. So we have a beautiful explanation about how to prepare for Shabbos. A beautiful explanation about what the word Shabbos means. Shabbos means to focus your thoughts. Not only the sur meirah of Shabbos mimalacha, but it's also asay tov, about focusing, lehitrakez, to concentrate and focus your thoughts on Yishuv Hadas, on Inyonei Hashem Yisparach. Beautiful. So now we go on to speaking a little bit about Sfiras HaOmer. And he has a beautiful question, a profound question that I've never heard anybody else ever ask, and a profound answer. Well, if it's a question that nobody else ever asked, then by definition, it's an answer that nobody else ever answered. This is the Chidushim of the Ksav HaKabbalah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up my eyes to last night. Baruch Hashem had this chus to have that opening up of the eyes. Here we go. And again, he has 100 pages. I read only 20 of them. But this is the part that I think was the most fundamental. Vehinif HaSa'omer. Let's look at the Pasuk. Perachov Gimel, Pasuk Yid Aleph. So what do we have? That's what we're holding it right now. Veheinifas haomer, so you have the carbon omer, like Rabbi Mansour spoke about last night. You got to get the recording. He was mamish phenomenal.
If you want the recording afterwards, I'll give it to you if you have an hour before Shabbos. V'hein nifas ha'omer l'fnei Hashem l'tzon chem, v'imacharas ha'Shabbos yinifenu ha'kohen. There's something called, on Pesach, on the second day Pesach, they would bring the carbon omer. Mansour spoke about it last night. Michael Behema. The carbon omer. Barley. So the Ksav HaKabbalah is focusing on another aspect of the carbon omer, and then of course, afterwards we do Sviras HaOmer. As it says in Pasuk Tesvav, he's going to talk about that as well. Take a look on page 361. After you bring the carbon omer, then you do Sviras HaOmer. Usvartem lochem imachras ha'Shabbos, miyom aviachem esomer ha'tnufa. Oh, you're counting from this monumental, momentous day. What are you counting from the day you bring the carbon of barley. Special, special day, the day you bring the carbon of barley. Carbon omer, from that day, that unique day, you should count 7 weeks. That's what we're holding by now. Sviras HaOmer. Sheva Shabbat Abim Shabbos HaShviz Tishma Chamishim Yom. And then you bring another carbon. Now you bring wheat. Mincha Chadasha, you bring the Shtei Alechem. So you count from one carbon mincha to the other carbon mincha. For those of us who might be doing Daf Yomi, I just started doing it this past summer. When my father was nifta, I started doing Daf Yomi. Amazing. So we learned Menachos. Om Masechta Menachos, all about the carbon omer and the carbon shtei alechem and the lechem aponim. Got to see, listen to Rabbi Mansour Shir last night. He talked about you go from Michael Behema to Michael Adam to Michael Malach. Azai Zuckman. Unbelievable. Anyway, here we go. Let's see what he says. Now, what do you have to do with the carbon omer? Mala umorid molech umeir. They have to wave it. La'ab aruchas ha'olam. To the four directions. Up, down, here, there, everywhere. That's where he can be found. Va'amar ha'machabrim. Lefi. Oh, so why do you have to wave the carbon omer? Why do you have to wave it? Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Why do you have to wave it? So he says, Lefi she'en davar meirim leiv b'dei adam u'machtiyam kishef ha'rav tov. There's nothing that causes man to be arrogant like having a lot of money. That's the number one cause of arrogance, having a lot of produce, having a lot of money. The farmer whose storehouses were bursting, he was wealthy, he was rich. And it causes you to sin like bounty, Shefa Rav Tov. Kimamar, as the Pasuk says, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat, and Yeshurun got fat and he kicked. Lamar, Kochi Votzim Yadi Asli Yisachai Lazeh, Umamanda Askila Shema Aretz Umaloa, Peiros upeire peiros, and so that the farmer should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. V'koach ha'adam bam ayin ki akol havel, and the farmer has absolutely zero to do with the fact that he made all that money. We think it's our talents that have us making us all the money. Koichi v'otzim yadi. That's what we think. Why are we so successful? We think because of our talents. And says the Ksav HaKabbalah, V'koach ha'adam bam ayin ki akol havel, lochein, tziva. Terem, yeah, numi tenuva sasa, that before you benefit from the chadash, from the new crop. V'terem yitamum yilechem koli v'karmel, yoviyu meireshis ha'kotzer el ha'koin. You bring the beginning of this barley to the koin. Lahoros bezek, ki mimenu yisparach ha'kol. It all comes from Hashem. Gotta bring it to the koin. V'yanifuhu l'dal ruchas ha'olam, l'malu l'mata lahoros ki kilas ha'olam. Kalkelas ha'olam, klalas ha'olam shelo. It all belongs to Hashem yisparach. He fills the granaries with produce. Va'asamav sova. Va'anachnu avodov. Tzrichem lishma tamid b'koiloi. V'divreim nechonim al derech hapshat. So he likes this chat. He quotes the mechabrim. I don't know who that is. But v'divreim nechonim al derech hapshat. He says, okay, al derech hapshat, that's a great pshat. U'mizeh yiftach lanu shar bina ladas tam shekara ator min chazu b'shem oimer. We've never in our lifetimes seen a carbon that you call the name of the carbon based on the measure that you would measure the flour of the carbon for. Who cares about the measure? It's like calling a carbon a ruler. It's a ruler, or like calling it, I don't know,
a half a gallon. That's the name of the carbon. It's called a half a gallon. What is the symbolism and the great inspiration and the great lesson in calling the carbon the half gallon carbon? I understand, he says, calling it by the kli. At least the kli is a davar shebikdusha. It's a marcheshes. Even that's the same kash, really. Marcheshes, machvas. You can call a carbon a flat. It's a flat carbon like the machvas carbon and the marcheshes carbon. So that, he says, a little bit I can understand. But just a measure? How much of it? That's the significance, the measure? The omer is a measure. So why are you calling it the carbon omer, the carbon of the measure? He even says a funnier thing. Look what he says. Look what he says. Oh. Omnom, however, he says, acharei shetachles hamechuvan b'tznufas minchazu. Since the goal of the waving of this carbon mincha is b'inein bina, it's that we should think deeply about this. Shalom niyaches shefa tovos asmanios el hanhoga tivis. That the whole goal of the carbon is that the shefa hatovos asmanios should not be based on natural things. That the bounty that we have is not based on nature. Rak el hahanhoga el yona yisparach he asher heichem lefaneinu kol tovos manios liyosein muchan lefanav lavodaso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the bounty in our lives so that we should have the menuchas ha-nefesh to be able to serve Him. That's the whole goal. It's not that we made all this money. It's that Hashem gave us this money so we should, in return, spend all of our free time serving Him. Hine el kavanas ha-hishtabdus l'mitzvoysa. The fact that we're supposed to be slaves and servants to Hashem's mitzvos. Kara minchazu b'shum b'shem omer. What does Omer mean? Omer means to be a slave. Shenichlabo, not only is it a measure, Shenichlabo gamkin loshan ha-hishtabdus, min v'hisamer bo u'mecharo. Right? To work a slave is called v'hisamer, to subjugate him. L'hisamer means that he's subjugated. Shepirish inyon tashmish ha-avoda. She'anu modim ba'omer ha-tnufa. We admit, by bringing the carbon Omer, that we wave. The Omer Atnufa, the Omer that we wave to Hashem, we admit, Shehatzlachos hazmanios enam letachlis atzmusan, material success is not for itself, kiyam liyosan emtsarim, they're just a means to an end, emtsarim hamivim, el tachlis ha'amiti, lahachzik es yadenu, the reason we have parnasa is that we should be healthy and have enough, lahachzik es yadenu, to strengthen our hands, lios pinuyim lavodas Hashem. You're going to have to hold on to your seats because I only have 3 minutes left, gentlemen. Hold on tight. Here we go. Hold on tight. Because we got to get to Sfira. Uvechinas v'teida mizeh. Uvechanta v'teida mizeh gamken. Amuchubin binyan Sfira Sa'omer. And this way we can also understand the point of Sfira Sa'omer. Another kasha. Asha yikshal adas ma'od. She tiktulanu misakne abrochos. Levarach v'tzivanu al Sfira Sa'omer. V'chein nusach sviras hayomim v'ashvus shemedinu shu kasha b'chum d'arim shab b'loshon hayom kach v'kach ba'omer. Today is the 12th day of the half gallon. What's the 12th day of the half gallon? Omer is a measurement. Baruch atem shalom asher kisham tzav b'tzivanu ma'al m'chum d'menu lispar she'avru they've passed kach v'kach yomim min hayom she'hayaroi b'sman ha'bayis l'hakriv mincha she'hayis ha'shir midasa midas omer. Blessed are you Hashem who commanded us to count that today is the 27th day since the day that when the Beis HaMikdash was built, we used to bring some barley which had the measure of a half gallon. What's the symbolism and significance of that? Oh, but he says, Omnam, Lefi ha-mavur b'mashe kasavti. According to what I wrote, She'ein tamanachas shem omer al shir hamida levad. It's not you. The omer is not just telling you the measurement of a half gallon. V'gam in yonesh dabdus nechlabo. No, it's this idea of being meshubah. The omer means that I'm meshabed myself to Hashem. By waving that carbon up, down, right, left, and all around, I'm saying that all of my produce came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the goal of all my produce is that I should have the menichas ha-nefesh to be able to put all of my thoughts and ideas towards Matan Torah. L'shon l'selim yushavim gamkin. So now we understand the language of Omer. And blessed are you. That's why we're counting. Ki kol hayamim shemipesach v'atzeres heim be'emes yemei hachonas ha'hishtabdus. All of the days are preparation for Omer. They're preparation for to be mishabed yourself to Torasenu Akdosha. Lios mukshar v'roy el ha'hishtabdus ha'mitivu yom matan Torah. That we're preparing ourselves that we should be ready for matan Torah. Asher l'tachliso ha'isa yitzim mi'mitzrayim. K'mo shikasa bo'tziachosam ezem yitzam tavidus alakim alahar hazeh. They're called days, not the days of the half gallon. The days of the half gallon of barley that are days of ishtabdus, omer. Omer means v'hisamer bo umcharo. To be mishabed, argashmius, to serve Hashem towards that day of Matan Torah. V'nitztaveno al sviras yom yom yimei achanas ishtabdus. Same as everyone who calls sviras omer. I don't need to know how many days. You're not counting the days. Oh, today's 27 days. Shkoyach, 27 days of what? We're not counting the quantity of the days. We don't want to know the quantity of days. We want to know the quality of the days. I'm counting my days, meaning I'm counting each day. I'm looking at each day to say, am I more prepared today? I don't care about how many days it is. Doesn't make a difference. I'm in the 10th day or I'm on the 40th day. The point is, each day I'm preparing myself more and more and more towards be'echus, towards my ruchnius. The chol tzadi yispar. She'il das kamos. I don't care how many steps you took. That's irrelevant. Aval inyan ha'ashkocha v'iyon el echus tzadi v'anagose. I'm trying to measure each step. I'm just taking stock of each step. Step number 20, step number 21. Today is a significant step. Tomorrow is a significant step. Each day is a significant step of preparation. That's what Sviras HaOmer means. It means taking note of taking another step towards being mishabed myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Torah HaKadosha. L'hochin levavenu l'skadesh u'l'histari yom yom b'yomim ha'elah. And that's why he says we learn Pirkei Avos during this time. That's why we learn Pirkei Avos. And that's why Alpi Kabbalah you have Gevura Shebegvura, Hod Shebehod, Chesed Shebegvura, etc. Lehiskachus Taharas Amidos. Uvamreinu Hayom Kach Vekach Ba'omer Hamechuvin Bo Horas Simchas Toda Bema She'ovru Aleinu Kamos Yomim Elu Asher Ishtabadnu Ba'em. We're so joyous that we already were mishabed ourselves to Hashem for 27 days. Tavas Amashel Venu. Like it says in Zohar, well, it goes on, you got to do the rest for Homer. And again, and he says that's why at the end we have this holiday of Yom Matan Torah, but the goal is day by day to be mishabit ourselves, to wave that carbon Omer more and more, and to bring ourselves into the yoke, into the Omer. The Omer, he says, means the yoke, to the hishtabdus, the servitude, to bring ourselves more and more and more into getting closer and closer to the Yom Matan Torah, to be mishabed ourselves. That's what the Omer means. That's the idea of the carbon Omer, to wave it. Malo, moed, molichu, maybe the whole idea of the carbon Omer is to realize that all of the gashmis, all of the chadash that we now started eating, all of the new produce that we just now started, all of that new produce should be just to for the sake of looking forward to Matan Torah. So hopefully, as we move, as Rabbi Mansour said last night, from the animal carbon of Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim we picked up all the animal tendencies. And that's why we're being carbon omer, barley, on Pesach. We move from the animal carbon to the wheat carbon, which is Michael Adam. Right? Only a sota brings a carbon of, only other mincha that has barley is the sota, who does Maisa Behema, the Gemara says. So the barley is, we go from the animalistic way we were in Mitzrayim towards Matan Torah. Each day we say Hayom, Yom Ba'Omer. It's another day of being mishabed, that animal tendencies in us towards Tikkun Amidos, towards Pirkei Avos, towards Hod Shebehod, Chesed Shebegvura, Netzach Shebeyisod, all these different midos to be misakin ourselves towards Matan Torah. So hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom and the Siyata Deshmaya to move towards Matan Torah with the help of Tikkun Amidos, with the help of Pirkei Avos, with the help of realizing that to appreciate the gifts of Gashmis to have in our lives, to appreciate the Shabbos, each Shabbos in the Omer allows us this chance to elevate ourselves And Bez Hashem, we should be zocha soon to actually be able to be makriv the Karban Omer once again. So we'll have the real sphere somewhere that will be Doraisa, according to everybody, not just the Rambam, but even according to Tosfos, that Sfira Soma will once again be Doraisa. We should be zocha to see that David Meher, Yameinu, Amen, Amen. I will recite a...